Well, you could give me the lube. You could give me the lube. I could put it on the floor. He'll slip on it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, she's going to prison. Here, take my lube.
Thank you. I shall break down and I have a lubricant.
I just want to mention that you go up the stairs to the second floor. As you're going up, there's a long hallway. Mm-hmm. At the end, you can see...
Cells.
It's you're going vertical, but horizontal at the very end. There's a row of six cells with a little space in between so that people can walk, I guess. And the first room on the right is locked. The first room on the left is the interrogation room, mm-hmm. and there's another room beside that, but it's shut, and you're not going past there anyway. There is it's open, so you can see everything down the hallway, okay. And you are escorted by the soldiers into the interrogation room. So the sheriff indicated that he was going to bring up the soldier, or the captain, to the room with you guys, but because of your plan, he said, okay, I agree. To put him in one of the jail cells.
Okay, so we don't have to put him in the same room.
No, but okay. One of the jail cells, and you can do whatever you want to do. So you guys are in the interrogation room at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I roll for the deception?
Well, no.
No? Okay.
The joining you, it's been a long wait. You've been waiting for like maybe an hour, 40 minutes. And joining you now is the sheriff again. We'll say the sheriff is in there with you. And he says... Alright then, are you ready to carry out this plan of yours?
Yes, but you had problems trying to find information. What kind of information are you trying to find from this gentleman?
The sheriff just regards you and he snaps his fingers. And...
people!
Right here,
a
window opens up. The barrier opens up, and it's like a two-way mirror almost, except it's not two-way, it's just a normal mirror. So, just a mirror. It's a window. There! That's the word I'm looking for. And there's a figure behind the window, and you recognize this woman. It's the woman with the bushy hair and colorful clothes. And it was, yes, it was the pirate lady that...
Oh, that's Serena! Well, we don't know for sure what her name was. We think it was that.
Lady Fiona! Are these the people who attacked you? She looks pious. She has her hands to her chest. And she looks very scared. And she nervously points at the Druella and the others. Those are the men. Those are the people who killed the holy servants that were in the back street of the quarry.
Why did I perceive that? I should have been able to perceive
it. The sheriff... He looks back at you, guys, and there's a smug face. He looks very happy to have caught you in this little arraignment. Did you think you could get away with murder in my city, and I would never know about it? And with that, he holds his hand out, and your sword evaporates and magically appears in his hand. Do you really think you would be given such a treasure as this sword just for saving wolves? And he puts it into his scabbard. You are criminals, and you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Heathens, as he looks at you, Paladin, who's praying to false gods. That's the worst crime I can even think of. Enjoy your life in solitude and despair.
And now he's talking.
Well, no, well, okay, you can. Yeah. You can, but the door has two shut. Of the shield guardians now standing right by the doorway.
That's just out of the way. Guardians?
I do have this fog cloud.
You can gas it? I think we need
stronger. I can create this, like, 30-foot thing of cloud centered on a particular point.
But they seem heavy and magic, with, so we need some.
And it lasts for basically up to an hour duration.
We're in a small confined space.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Are we going to spend all day to use the
I could
door?
Use my disguise self.
You just
magic.
Don't have to open the door, I mean. And then if it's foggy in here, we're going to be at a disadvantage.
So there's a window, you said?
It's
no,
a
it
glass.
It's a two-way glass.
I said two-way mirror at first because I was thinking police department mm-hmm. stuff, but yeah. It's actually a glass. Mm-hmm. And the plank closes. And as it does, you notice on Fiona's face a grin. Just happy with herself. And it just shuts.
Okay,
and
we gotta fight our way out of here.
The sheriff says, you will be staying here until further notice. And he leaves. The shield guardians stay.
How big are the shield guardians?
Oh, they're very massive. Big. Oh, these things are very intimidating. You can roll a perception check. There is magic, as detected by Fergus. I can tell you more about the shield guardian.
Yeah. Sure. Keep
going. Just roll a perception check.
20.
These things will kill you. That's what you've discerned. If you attack them, they're going to destroy you.
Do they recognize
you? They're not going to survive that encounter.
Are they just guarding a doorway?
Guarding that doorway right now.
So there's no door that's locked there, is there?
Nope.
They're making sure
they're watching you.
Did Lillian recognize me in my golem armor? Goblin armor?
Probably not. It's too late for rolls to check, unfortunately. But she's gone. I can't prove it. She's gone. She's not there.
What?
Fubard.
I'm gonna put a noise over there.
It's to turn around.
Yeah, make it sound like somebody striking on stone.
Yeah, you hear a shriek. Ah! What's going on? Oh, and that's not the right voice for that person. No. From down the hallway, past the giants, see it. Bloody hell! What's making that racket? And, roll a perception check, Craig.
That's you, Craig.
Craig.
A perception?
Yep.
I have a very poor perception.
Well, then, we gotta roll.
Well, you gotta roll high, then.
10 minus 2 is 8.
You kind of pick up, it's a woman's voice. It's vaguely familiar. You hear it and... No, Lillian's voice is not like that. You recognize it.
It can.
It's Fiona.
I recognize it?
Yep, somehow you recognize it.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Serena.
Well, there's no one named Serena.
Well, what was her name? I have supposed to meet?
Sebatha.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
But yeah. I've never met her, so I don't
know. Well, you kind of picked up on the voice.
Wow.
But you don't recognize it necessarily, but you pick up that...
Oh, then. Because it takes me longer to say things that thieves can't. So it takes me twice as long to say anything, but I shout down the hallway. It's just like, in like coded words, like, is there someone that I can trust in this place?
And she speaks back in common. Craig, is that you, stupid halfling!
That's your mom.
Wow.
That's
Joanna.
Your mom.
Is it?
I hear the voice again. Can I roll another?
No, it's fine. I think you confirmed that it is Sabatha.
It is Sabatha making it? Yeah, okay. Because I was like, I had my backstory, so I didn't know if that was
what
a good
kind of
plan
people have you got us wrapped
you had
up
some
in?
Some chips?
Well, looks like shit.
Obviously, there's people have been.
Sabatha, my dear! I swore we were going to meet you, I promise, but we've seemed to get into a little bit of a bind down
like
here.
Through the legs of the shield
because they just stand there so I'm just shouting down the hallway to her.
We were supposed to meet at the inn. You didn't show up. Now we're in this mess. I don't even know why I've been dragged into the cell.
I can't do that voice
I'm
again.
I'm very sorry, Sabatha. I will promise I was going to meet you.
You hear a commotion on the other side now while talking from that side.
Okay. I'll draw my spell.
Yeah, okay. There's something going on downstairs at this point.
That's downstairs?
Yes. The shield golems are now... turning,
now's our chance,
and they're going down to... They're being summoned, basically. Something's going on down there.
Okay,
lock
let's
the door
move!
Lock the door across the hall.
Doors are open.
That door is open.
Yeah.
But that door is locked, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unlock it! I dash, and then I use my thieves kit to unlock it.
Okay.
So I do a...
Hold on.
That's that lady?
Hold on.
You go save your contact.
Oh, she's got beers for me? Nice.
Open that door across the hall. Get down there.
Just
smash.
Good thing,
cause
yeah.
Well, who's this guy?
Yeah, no shit. I was like, oh, we got the sweet. Sorry,
I have a bonus action in case
I
know
it, I guess.
As you look down the hall, we notice, because this guy can see right what the hell you're doing.
That's Sabatha.
Okay, I come up to the doorway, and we see the golems leave, so I just kind of I slowly peek. Do I see anything down the hallway either way?
No, but that's you, me. When you go into
the room, I don't care who it is. We come out of the room. We come out of the room.
As you exit the interrogation room, you can hear the sound of a ruckus going on down the stairs leading to the main level of the militia. And from the opposite side where the jail cells are, you do notice a human rogue. She's wearing black leather and... Yes. And she has a shaved head.
Tomb Raider.
Very shaved head. And piercings on her face, nose, and ears. And beside her is another person in the jail cell you recognize. And it happens to be Lillian.
Oh, Lillian's in jail?
Oh, no.
So,
we have to save Lillian.
Okay.
What's going on.
You take that door.
What door?
Lillian stole the money.
Okay.
You have to describe to me.
From Fiona.
Fiona stole the money from Lillian.
Okay.
Lillian's
the one in white.
Yeah, but Fiona just said that.
Me.
I'm just starting at her.
Tell me what you're doing. I can't tell.
It's okay. We'll.
I'm standing guard. So make sure nothing comes up the stairs.
Okay.
While these guys are doing what they're going to do.
Okay.
I'm going towards the two jail cells.
Yeah, and I come with him in my goblin armor to speak with the other dude.
Okay.
Do we see the other dude in the cells?
Me and Earl
I don't think
are going to be
there.
Opening this door across the hall.
Okay.
Those two are going to go free the possible prisoners.
Let's go to the prisoner scene first, then.
Okay.
So, what are you going to be doing?
Sabitha, how did they get you in here? I'm doing the log while talking to her. I was like, what do they do? Like, how did they get you in here, 17?
They found me, a bloody idiot!
How did they find you?
If I knew the answer to that, I wouldn't have been found!
We went to the bar. Where were you? We didn't see you there.
There's no time for this. Just get me out!
Swing open the door.
I'd like to talk to this one.
Lillian, we need to
Hello.
Come
Hello!
Hi! It's Lillian.
You...
We recognize her.
I thought there was a rogue lady in the black.
That's Sabitha.
Okay,
so Lillian is the one.
Lillian's the white...
All in white, she's the one
that
has the nine-sided coin. She,
I
know who
she is.
Helm,
the Helm girl.
Can you ask Lillian? Lillian, why did you steal that money from Fiona?
No, the other way around.
It's the other way around.
So why did they imprison her?
Why did they imprison her? Yeah.
Hold on, Andrea. Do you understand what's happening?
Yeah, Fiona lied.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Who is Fiona, first of all?
Fiona was in here.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
She was the pirate lady.
And she's the one we were fighting.
She said that we killed people.
We did.
That's correct.
And stole her money.
She did, yeah.
And stole her money.
No, she didn't say anything about her money. No.
Okay.
We took the treasure.
You know
back.
Who Lillian is, though, right?
That's
the one in the park.
Yes,
that
that's right. And she gave you the
pieces back.
Yeah.
Diamond.
And then she gave us a diamond.
Yeah. She was there to start a new religion.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's bring her Helm religion here.
Yeah,
well,
bring it to this continent.
Okay, so now you're caught up. Okay, go ahead and do whatever you want to do.
Okay, so now I think you guys need to get Lillian out of there, too.
Lillian, why are you in here?
I have locked out.
They locked me up because of Helm, I think. I didn't realize this place was so hostile towards worshiping other deities.
Well, let's get you out of here.
Please do.
I roll a 21 to unlocking.
Oh, you're my... I'm in your debt, everyone. Thank you so much. You've helped me so much.
We're still not out of this mess.
You're hearing, you see your smoke and clanking and coming up from the stairs.
Smokeball!
Back up, fire!
There's something going on down there.
Why are we backing up? No.
No, you can back up.
I'm backing
up. On the
we're working on the door.
You guys are working on the door.
Okay, at the door now, roll for lock picking, please.
Do you want to roll for the lock pick? It doesn't work out with smash open.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you want me to roll for you? Is that what you're asking me to do?
No. He's asking you to lock
pick it.
Is this a lock pick it?
You try and pick it. He's going
to
smash it.
Of course I can try to pick it.
Wow.
I'm proficient. I just get no proficiency bonus.
Well, did you have... What's your dexterity, I guess?
I have a plus 8.
But you're busy talking to the others, so you're not there.
7. It's not working. Do you want to try?
Do I do that or I smash it open?
Try the picks first.
Okay, picks first. 20?
Yeah.
You have lockpicks.
He has a criminal background.
Ooh, yeah.
13 plus. 1? Plus 3.
What 16.
16.
Okay, the lock is undone. And you open it up.
As we can.
Okay, everyone's going inside.
Oh,
it is some kind of storage room. It's full of just miscellaneous equipment. Very not useful for you guys. Oh. It's like almost like an evidence change room.
Okay.
But
no windows?
No windows. But Sebatha, she goes to the far corner of the room. Here she is. And she moves things around frantically. She's moving boxes. She's putting her hand on the floor and the wall. And she finally finds what she's looking for. And you hear a click. And a panel slides open, revealing a hidden staircase.
Oh, my gosh.
There's passageways all over the place in this city. And I did my research. I knew there was one in here somewhere. Come on, everyone. We don't want to see what that fight is about.
No, we want to know.
Okay. What is it, Fergus?
If there's a evidence backpack, I'm going to put it on.
Evidence backpack?
If there's a backpack.
Okay. Let's do a perception check.
Full of stuff. I'm going to put it on.
You said there's equipment in there?
The various miscellaneous nonsense that...
It's not useful.
No, you don't see a backpack.
Like, no bag or nothing? I just want to grab something. No.
Is there, like, a bobby pin on the floor? Or any sort of lock-picking?
Let's roll for it.
No, we'll
take a big box.
Oh, yeah,
take
a box.
Yeah, take a box.
Okay.
Look at it later.
Okay, so are you guys all going down?
We're out of there, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And Lillian's joining you. Okay.
There's no bobby pin on the floor?
No. Can we trust where she's leading us?
We're pretty much leading her. Like, I open it. We're basically like, come with us now.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's leading us now because she knows the underground tunnels.
We're dead otherwise.
I cast a light.
Or we're going into the depth.
Oh, I was
Lillian. Well, last time you cast a light.
Lillian is joining you, I guess. Lillian
has found the panel. Sabatha?
Sabatha has found the panel.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I cast a light.
Okay, you guys are going down this staircase. It goes...
I light my candle just so I have...
You can feel it descending past the first level, and it's going past another level below there, and it goes into down to the left, to the right, down to the left. It keeps going down.
It doesn't light.
And you can feel the air getting more damp, and a little more dank, and a little more smelly. And it feels like, I guess, you're heading towards the sewers.
The closet.
Mm-hmm.
The water closet.
Yeah. Your candle won't light.
How do you know?
Because Andrea is right
it's
beside
no
you.
Enough.
Oh.
Ariana is right beside you.
Yeah, you can't light candles.
But I cast a light.
Yes. And you exit out a passageway. It is stony. It's made of dull yellow stone.
Got my sword ready. I'm in the lead. My shield, my sword.
Let's see here.
And I've got dark vision, so I can see.
Hey.
So I'm running.
Dark He's got light on
it. Yeah, we're running. And these guys are trying to fit
yes,
us with the light.
I have heard of you. And I just want to thank you for fucking up my chance to becoming a hero to this race.
You guys are facing a very, very long corridor. Very long. So it's very narrow, too. 5 feet, and that's it. So you guys have to establish an order you want to go in.
Well, we should have a dark vision person.
I'm front. You're first.
Okay, say your names, everyone.
How many dark visions have we got?
Dasha is in the lead with her sword and her...
Here, put your peeps out.
I'm in the lead with my sword.
Okay, Sabatha knows the route.
Is
she guiding us?
It's just a narrow tunnel. There's nothing to guide.
They're behind.
Okay.
So we're running... Earl and I are out front because
Well, you can't decide.
Oh, well,
you can decide what you want to do, but
so
Earl
decides.
Anyway,
I have dark vision.
I'm
going to
go in the back.
Yeah,
I'll be in the back.
Okay.
Dark vision.
Which one are you? I'm second last.
So I can see if there's something.
Yeah, I know you are.
I know. I'm third last. That works.
No,
where are you,
I'm beside.
And I'm in the back.
See, I don't mind.
Which
one am I?
I get Earl at the very back.
Okay.
That way we have our two best fighters on either end.
And he's
got dark vision.
You
got dark vision too?
What's that?
You guys are going down this very long tunnel now.
Yeah.
At a hurried pace, but
we're
careful.
Running.
You don't
want
to be falling or tripping. You're going a nice...
We stopped for a drink of water.
Okay. You need refreshing.
Why do we want to stop for a drink of water? We get the head
Why is my back water in my vest?
I put filtered water.
Even in the small tunnel, I'm clean.
You see a door coming up as you're hurrying down this area, but also you hear the very distant sounds of clanging as if whatever it was you were trying to flee from is happens to be spreading upstairs to where you were. Chances are they're going to notice what you where you left because you didn't bother to conceal or hide anything.
Why didn't we?
So, you're reaching the door. It is locked.
Okay, I try to pick it.
Well, are you in front?
No, I'm not.
Who's in front?
Her.
She's small.
You guys
she's
can decide small. How to get her in
I'm
front
small.
If you want.
So because I'm small, I'm
how tall is this?
You just cut all under her legs.
It's 5 feet wide, but how tall is it?
It doesn't matter. One side yep. bigger than you, Andrew.
You can just crawl
yep.
under
okay, I crawl under everybody, and okay. I go to pick the lock. Okay. So what is that? Dexterity or sleight of hand?
Dex.
Dexterity?
You just want to pick the lock? Okay.
10 plus 5, 15.
You successfully unlock the lock, and you have to suffer a consequence.
What?
Because there was a trap in that lock.
Oh, no.
You did not inspect it.
Oh, my God!
You didn't test the lock.
I hide behind my power ring.
Come on, where are you?
Oh, okay. You experienced 7 electrical damage.
Wow.
Good news, though. Everyone, the door's unlocked.
We all
kind of
enter on the back.
So we're not all going to get electrocuted going through it.
No.
Just that lock.
Just that lock.
Okay, she did a spell on me. How long did that last?
What spell?
It's over.
Plus
yeah.
4 or something.
It's
oh,
been
that
longer
was
than
your,
a minute.
Oh,
yeah.
That's longer than a minute.
Hey, we go through the door.
Are you? I don't think everyone's here yet. Get over here. Come on.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we're still...
Okay, wait. I'm still in the front.
Dundee.
I scoot under the paladin's legs and go behind her.
Yeah, so you go through the door.
There's another narrow passageway. You guys are going towards down it again. Are you keeping the order how...
Yeah, we're in order, but how tall is this tunnel?
It's tall enough.
Okay, so the last person, can they close the door behind us? The last person's going to close the door behind us,
hey, do we
right?
want to do something to this door?
I will close the door.
Yeah, do we want to make it a booby trap?
Do we want to do
booby
something
trap.
To this door that we can spot?
I'm way back here.
Hang on here.
Fairness, do we want to do something to this door that we've just unlocked? We're going through into another passageway. Do we want this all...
The trap.
Yeah.
Like
all
yeah.
Do we have a few minutes?
Out. You can do that if you want.
Yeah.
We have a few minutes. I'm going to cast alarm. Back in the hallway.
Yeah, but the longer we take, the more they're going to gain on us.
Oh, of course.
What does alarm do? Just tell me.
Choose door, window, or any 20-foot area cube. Alarm sounds when any creature tiny or larger enters. Choose audible or mental alarm. Audible means everybody within a mile of the area can hear it.
No, it should be mental.
Mental is basically I hear a handbell in my head.
Okay.
Mental.
You go down this tunnel now, and you encounter another door, but this one's a larger door. It's 2 doors and 2 locks, and on the very... there's a picture in the middle of the door of a smiling face. And there's a thief's cant on it.
Oh, wow.
And it says, enter the Thieves Guild.
Okay, should we inspect this?
So we can't read that?
Nope.
Only the thief can. So, we have this door. I'm in the front. I can't read what's on this door. We need to get somebody up there.
We can't pass each other.
No, but can you...
You're a halfling.
I can't pass Andrea.
Well, how close are you to Andrea if you go
up
there?
Oh, I can crouch down and you can leapfrog.
Oh
that's
gosh,
true.
Yeah,
there's enough height.
There is enough for you to go under,
okay.
and then on top.
Over top. Yeah.
Okay. You're
going
to leapfrog me.
Yeah.
I can. You're looking
over. You go under my feet now. He's in the lead now.
Because
okay.
he leapfrogged me.
He leapfrogged her, and he went under my legs, and he's there.
Okay. You have that. You have. It's 2 locks. Be careful.
Yeah.
As shouts Sebatha.
Okay, so...
You have to check for traps. And you have to unlock the doors.
Why didn't you tell us that before?
Why didn't you tell us that before I got zapped?
Because you guys wouldn't recognize that.
No.
I didn't know. So sue me.
I will.
I'm sorry. I just play one on TV.
Can I turn around and smack some of them?
No, you're not close enough.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to be in charge of having to unlock the doors?
This is Sebatha. In the leather armor.
I can read the thieves' cant. Is there any indication which one needs to be unlocked first?
No, it just tells you this is the thieves' guild. That's all it says.
Okay, and she told me that I have to unlock them in the correct order?
No, just open the doors. There's no special order.
Just unlock both.
I would like to...
One or the other.
What's the, lay my one hands. Or the other to open it? Oh, it doesn't.
Whichever first.
Craig.
She's guidance some for guidance. What he's about to do. So guidance, that's my cantrip. You get to roll a 1d4 and add it to any one of your ability checks.
Okay. So what are you going to do first?
I'll do an investigation roll on them. So I'll do an investigation. There we go. 17 plus 2
is 18. There is a magical trap in there. So
in which one?
Good at that. Which one did you look at?
They're up and down.
Well, left and right.
Left and right? Left. I look at the one on the left.
So the one on the left. Yes, sure. There is a magical trap inside the lock.
Okay, I'll do an investigation.
At this point, we're going to say the alarms go off now. Scott's magical alarm has gone off. Is it in your head or is it audible?
No, it's in his head. Eyes behind us, guys. They're coming.
Okay.
Well, hurry the frack up.
Okay, well,
you better turn around.
I did close the door.
Fergus, what's the range on your... No, can you do anything with that? Do we have a scroll to dispel this stuff?
I don't know.
A scroll? She got a scroll?
Hey.
Sorry, yes, we didn't sell the scroll.
You can do a disarm... with one of your rolls. And
bring your lube and throw it down the hallway behind us.
Yep, just imagine.
Oh, I pass my lube back.
Okay, well, I'll use my thieves' tool on
got the lube.
Earl to disarm the magical lube. Look. You can do that. I'll allow that.
So now he has the oil of slippery.
16 plus, do I use my thieves' tool?
Sure.
Okay, 16 plus 8 gives me 24.
You are successful in removing it. You have a electrical shock. It's basically effective a scroll.
Yeah.
It's an electrical shock, basically. You can use it and throw it to gas. It's like a little gemstone almost.
Okay. So I have that in my inventory
Yes.
now?
How did you get that?
Because that was inside the lock and he disarmed it.
How do you disarm a lock?
Because he has thieves' tools that allows him to take it out.
I need these thieves' tools!
Good. While he's doing his thing, Andrew's passing back the oil of lube.
Stop what you're doing.
The lubrication went to Kelly. Back everybody to Kelly.
I drop it on myself and I left.
It's not for that purpose.
It's too late. There's one of the photos on time. Beautiful.
Where's the door?
So, can somebody describe what the oil of slipperiness will do?
It'll lube up the hallway.
Yeah, it'll slip and make you fall prone.
You've squirted it down the hallway.
I have squirted it down.
In a 5 foot radius. So, 1 5 foot
square. It'll be like right in front of you.
Yeah.
Whatever, he's going to just throw it.
Throw it? You can. I'll allow it. But was the door closed behind you?
Yes, he closed the door.
You hear a loud shutter behind the door. Okay, now it's your turn to do what you want to do, Craig.
I'll investigate the second lock now.
Okay, investigate. There is no electrical... There is no trap inside this one.
So so now we need to unlock this door.
You unlock the door.
El pronto.
Okay, do your rolls first.
Minor illusion.
What are you casting?
Basically just fucking... So it'll look like dark hallway.
Okay.
Ooh. Can't see us.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Dark. What did you roll for unlocking?
18 plus 3.
Okay, you unlock the door.
Okay.
That door there. And as you do so, the door behind you makes a loud crashing sound.
Oh, Jesus. Run.
Okay.
Run. Hold on. Shh. Do you actually go inside the room, or are you waiting still there? It's not whoever's in first.
That's
I'm
you.
In first.
Okay.
It's your thieves' guild.
You see there is a room. You can't see what's the left and right other than it curves. And in the middle of the room there is a giant central pillar. You can see a central pillar there. But it curves in a way so you don't know what's beyond it unless you go inside the room to look in.
Okay. I can't hear him.
So I have to do an inspection. Wait, I have prestidigitation, so I can make a.
Yeah, but you're too far.
I am going to use my. Sorry.
Okay, first the Jewel was first.
I have a range of 10 feet with this.
Yeah, but my non-magical thing extinguishes everything. Within 30.
Yeah, I have divine sense.
Wait one moment.
Oh, sorry.
He
her flame is magical.
Oh.
Predestination, she makes a light.
Okay.
So it doesn't succeed.
No, it's just
a non-magical flame will extinguish. If it's magical, it won't extinguish. Yeah.
So, can I cast this?
I was going to use my divine sense.
I use it, so
okay.
I'm going to use
my in your head of something, but it's
my divine sense to sense what if there's any
you have
evil.
Dark vision, so you can just
I can see over him, yeah. And all I see in the room is that central pillar. I can see in the room, but I.
Oh, what's the radius for your divine sense?
My divine sense is in 30 or 60 feet. 60 feet.
Do you sense nothing in front of you, but behind you, you sense evil?
Okay, let's go!
All right,
everybody forward, push, we run.
Everyone's inside?
Let's run in the room.
Hey, what are we going to do with the door? Should we close the
door
or something?
And we close the door.
It's too late.
Quick, slam a piton.
Yeah, it's too late.
What?
You guys.
Well, you guys were doing all that.
It gave whatever was behind you enough time to actually walk up. Because this isn't instantaneous.
Did they slip in the oil?
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, they couldn't see us because it was so dark.
Inspiration dice for you.
The dark spell. They couldn't see us, and they couldn't see the oil.
You don't know what this is. The oil part will allow the grease. What's the dexterity saving throw for that, though?
You never told.
For the oil?
Yes, I'm going to have to look that up. I will look up the oil spell.
What did we get in that treasure chest? Did we get like a long rod that we could shove in there?
Earl slammed that door.
You guys have to all clamor in first, and that takes time.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm looking up.
So, we gotta line up so Earl and I turn around.
Strong man's at the end anyway.
And face.
So we can do something.
Just like grease spell. Ryan?
I am, but there's an ad I have to wait till it goes out and then.
Oh,
and now it's done, so I can scroll to my list. A 10-foot square. Okay.
10-foot radius.
Yeah, so two blocks.
All creatures must make a dexterity saving throw.
And it's whatever the spellcaster level is.
Okay, so who was the one that threw that?
Kelly did.
Kelly.
He's the.
Okay,
no, it's this.
Ooh, it's a bit of pork rind or butter.
It's whoever crafted it, it's their spell casting lever. It's usually 12, 13.
So,
came from
the
chest.
Okay. So we'll say it's 13.
Because
it's dark,
please.
You can't see this creature, but you hear a clank as it falls down.
Wow.
Oh, wait, we're on
Can we lock? Can we lock?
Yes. Okay, the second roll here. It also, you hear the clank, clonk, clonk, clonk. Sound
what kind
variety.
Of band is that?
Well, work.
So yes, you all, whatever you had planned, Daphne, you can now go ahead and do it.
Okay, so I just turn around and because we're not all in the room yet.
Can I get an inspiration for that good plan? That's not, you weren't in character when you said it, so no.
it was my turn.
Yeah, let her talk.
I turn around and I cast a spell on the last three that aren't in the room, Earl, and whoever those other two are supposed to be there, who are they? You and
Scott.
You. And I cast Bless.
Okay.
So I give them an extra four.
1d4.
1d4 roll.
To attacks and saving throws.
For attack or saving throws.
Yes.
And
Ariana.
It lasts for, sorry.
1 minute.
Ariana!
That's 1 minute. Yeah, for 1 minute.
Lillian comes up to you and places her hand on you and gives you 10 health.
Oh! So now I'm back to full health?
I guess, whatever 10, if it...
Well,
yeah, I bless.
Is,
yeah.
I don't know, I don't remember what your max is.
Well, I have 17 right now.
Okay, then just make sure that black erased one has your...
My kid's called the same mini back
over here.
The bless voice stands.
Okay, so you're all in the room. It's perception checks, please.
Oh my God.
17!
19!
Okay.
Where is mine? Mine's
it's
2
bigger.
Is 15.
A circular room... And to the north, east, south, and west, there is one door. On the pillar, there is a plaque. And on the plaque, it reads...
North, east, south, west?
And there's a
pillar.
Hold on, I'll draw it properly in a moment. This
isn't
really
good.
Math.
It is, yeah, I think it's actually great.
What if we tease the column in the middle?
We're inside
will
a donut.
It become harder?
Yeah, we're inside a donut.
We're inside a donut.
we're on a boom.
The column in the middle.
Oh, I know where
it is. Close the door, lock it.
Convince Earl to take the pitons and hammer them into the door to secure it harder.
You can't, but do you want to know what the plaque says?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just don't want them to come
this
in.
This is happening?
Can I kind of lock the door first, though? Like, can I close the door first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm closing the door.
And your whole
And you do you put the pittance in it, too?
I put everything I can in it to keep it locked.
Wow. What do you put in it? Tell me.
Where should I put it in?
Take the climbing pittance and hammer it into the door.
I have those. Okay.
Yeah, climbing pittance.
I hammer them into the wall and floor.
Okay, we hear you doing that. Okay. Who's reading the plaque?
I will. I'm guessing because it'll probably be...
Nope, it's in common.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm right up front there, so...
I don't know where it is, so yeah, I'll read it.
Okay, are you going to tell everyone else, or is it just you? Or...
I'd like to know what it says first.
Welcome to our lair. We are the Dark Dagger Clan. Friends of Thieves are welcome with open arms. Signed, the Chapter Leader, the Arcane Trickster.
What does it say, Rob?
Well, I'm taller, so I just read it over his shoulder.
Okay, so I'm assuming everyone knows that heard this then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the Arcane Trickster.
So can we high five at this point? Can we have a group high five? Like we did it.
Sebatha is investigating the doors, and she says, "Okay, I know we want to go towards the trains, because... Trust me, the original plan, we wanted to go to the trains, so we're going to have to go east."
Okay. So which way is east?
What's the She's gonna make us do east, something. Right here. The door is locked. She's going to... I'm going to unlock this door, okay? So everyone, just watch my back. And at that point, you do hear a clunk at the door. It's... Yes.
Sorry, how many other doors were there?
There's... Four doors in total, north, south, east, and west.
I open the west. Let's go open the west door.
The west door is locked.
Yeah, but they're at the door. They're going to break it down.
They're at the south door.
Yeah, Sebatha shoos you away. She doesn't want your help right now. Watch my back.
I am watching her back. Okay. Like I'm with. I'm...
Okay, I thought you were trying to get the man do this. Okay.
No. I'm with her in terms of orientation in the room.
Okay. You hear another clunk at the door, but this time it's much more sharper and much more menacing. Wow.
I suggest to Earl that we open the west door.
Okay.
I go with him.
I hide behind the pillar.
I step up to this south door just in case somebody breaks
in. You're at the north door.
And Lillian's hiding behind the pillar also.
North is down there?
North points to you.
Because
it's the east door.
I'm not sure which way I want to go.
So, are you trying to open up the east door?
The west door.
The west door, yeah.
How are you doing that?
And I'm tearing a piece of cloth.
And why?
Because I'm going to throw it in the open west door, and we're all going to go out the east door.
Okay.
Hoping to draw them away.
Oh, okay. So
I got to pick the lock on that door, is what I'm going to do. With the two.
You try to pick it, and you are electrocuted because you didn't look at
the door. Check it! Oh, how much damage does he take?
He takes six.
That's fine.
That'll fucking learn you.
Earl!
Yeah, it will.
I broke your lockpick, okay?
Yeah. One.
I broke his lockpick, and I'm sorry, buddy.
You didn't disarm the thing.
Hits again, and it's splintering now. One more hit is going to break open the door.
Okay, we need to all...
How is Sebatha doing?
She is delicately trying to... She just got the trap out now.
Okay.
I yell, Sebatha, hurry the frack up!
Shut up! This is a tricky lock. Which I would expect nothing less of someone named the Arcane Trickster. So please, don't add any more stress to the situation there already is.
I'm going to help Earl shoulder check this door.
Strength checks time.
I'm just helping him.
Okay. Oh, he gets a plus +5 then, right?
Yes.
Okay. And my strength is already through the roof.
Is this D20. Considered a hit?
No, hold on. We'll see.
With the ladies. Wait, do I want to check? Can I do any kind of perception check on the other side of the, like, or anything for the door? Like,
I caught
any
that.
Kind of investigation?
Well, we're kind of in a rush.
Okay, fine. I'm just going to break the door.
12 plus. What else do I have?
Plus 3 plus 5.
Athletics, you can do. Plus 3 plus 5? How do you. Because of that strength?
Yeah. So 3, and then our 5 because I'm helping you out. So 8.
Nice.
So 20.
20.
Okay, the door. It shutters and it is open a little bit now. So you can actually open it. But it obviously looks like someone pushed themselves
try to push themselves through it.
Perfect. Damage.
That's exactly what we want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You throw your cloth in there?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you throw your cloth?
What's down the hallway?
Yeah, I throw a scrap of cloth on.
It's not a very long hallway, some of the one you just run down.
Yeah, I put it on like the...
You held the
broken wood. So it looks like somebody ripped their clothing went through it.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I run to the other side.
While Sabbath is doing that, do I see anything on the roof of this place?
It's
like,
very tall, and it's very black.
Okay. And even with the lights we have on in the room, we don't...
It does not penetrate that height of darkness.
Okay.
Can we dark vision it?
Yeah. Darkness, just dark vision shows nothing.
Okay. Dark vision, even though dark vision is good for 60 feet?
It does. You see nothing.
Okay.
Cool.
Is there another door at the south end?
Yeah. There it is.
I'm going to break that one too. Okay, come on.
At this point, Sabitha unlocks the door opens it.
Okay,
buffoons, get in here.
Island!
Closed.
You have the element behind you. Jesus.
You're so tiny. I didn't see you down there. Sorry.
Get in, close the door, lock it.
Okay. Oh, boy. This is the fun part.
This is the arcane trickster, and we didn't do anything.
You open the door and close it behind you, and you turn and you examine the room. You erase all that. Maybe move your characters out there too. It is what you see is
what you get.
It's a well-lit room. It's got orbs embedded into the wall that emit a nice soft glow.
Is it a square room?
Yes, it will be a square. I'll draw it.
No.
There's a narrow...
I wanted to draw with what you were saying.
It's a bridge that can fit two people side by side from one end of the room to the other. It's about 40 feet. At the very end, you see an object against the wall on a floor. And along the way towards there are two surfaces on either side of this bridge. And they have a narrow bridge leading to each of those surfaces. And I'm just going to draw it on the map right now.
I love it. Alderaan's just a dick.
That's pretty much it.
Just a picture of a dick. Yeah. It's like, are you drawing this? No, but that's interesting.
I wish I did that. Yes, I think he's going to draw this. Just obscene drawings.
Why is there so much hair?
Oh my goodness. Earl, stop sending pictures of your...
That's like the old Snapchat, too. It just temporary scrolls, like you just look at a picture of a dick and then you're like, oh my god.
Okay, you can do your perception check now. Sabitha is hanging out by the door to make sure the doors are locked properly. She's securing traps and locks on the door.
I'm still standing near her, and I'll do a perception check.
Okay, so this is a bridge.
That's correct.
And there's two tiny little bridges coming off of the bridge.
That's correct. The islands.
And one's facing the other way.
And what's down here?
Those are bottomless pits. So just assume you don't know what's down there, but it looks pretty deep.
Can't
and it looks
see.
Pretty
and
black.
Over here
why
is
does one face the other way?
I know. We all noticed it.
So, what's everyone rolling for perception checks here?
I got a 12.
I got a 5.
Are we doing for the room?
Yep. 16.
Oh, okay.
17.
5.
17. With the 17, you notice at the very end there's an organ.
Like a human organ or a piano organ?
A piano organ.
Okay.
A musical instrument organ.
Or what she was drawing.
It's a duet time.
To perform on the duet. Come to save the day and play.
The organs, what?
Come to save the heroes.
Is that skeleton keys and booties?
Yes.
I am going to do. I am going to do an invest. Sorry.
Check.
I was going to do a.
That way?
It just says
something's happening.
I want to do an investigation check on Sabbath, just in case.
Okay.
Sorry, I know you're rolling your eyes.
Wow.
What's on the mini bridges?
10.
She is an accomplished thief and very good at traps.
Okay.
And knows that you were trying to perceive her.
Okay.
I'd have to roll 1.
I know what you're doing behind the back. Stop it.
What's at the end here?
Perception checking?
Yeah.
At the end, isn't there
just
organ?
Him?
Just him?
8.
It's blank. It's just a floor.
Where?
I think there's a... Okay, remember, this guy's a trickster that, like, set this whole thing up. So playing the organ's going to set off some kind of weird trap. So maybe
or
there'll
it's
be something.
Open something.
Maybe
can
there'll
you
be something
do
we
your
can
magic
find.
To see if there's anything.
Well, how about... I take Earl and go play the organ.
Do we have a moment? Oh, yeah. Fuck it. I just use a spell to check magic.
There is no magic in this room.
Okay, good to know. I'll do an investigation check. I'll move at half speed towards the end here. So I have 25, so round down.
So you're going towards the organ.
I'm going towards the organ, but I'm also... I think I have a... I'll just tap my sword as we go along. Like,
and
on the tiles ahead of me.
Nothing happens. And okay. You reach the organ.
So I'm going to join him at the piano. Then.
At the organ?
Or
okay.
Whatever.
Okay. We should all join in the same area.
Yeah, so we're heading down to the...
So are we all going to the organ?
Yeah. And what is...
Has Sabatha finished?
Sabatha doing?
Nope, she's still doing her thing. She's working on it. She's pulling away.
What's Lillian up to?
I see everyone coming to me. I go back to Sabatha.
Tells you go over there and figure out what this room is, okay, guys?
I choose not to.
Well, you suck.
Who's
so
back there?
Just
can I do an investigation check
on the organ.
Okay, investigation check on the organ.
10.
Greg is
going
to stay over there
14?
And tie my rope to him.
Okay.
Ooh, 19.
Tie okay.
The other end of my
all
rope
right.
To,
so you notice on the organ there's only 4 keys. And that's it. There are no traps on it.
There's nothing under the organ.
Nope.
There's not hiding a door.
There's 4 keys.
Can I press all 4 of them at once?
You can.
Close enough that I can do that.
You hear a melodic sound of A, D, G, and B. You play a little song and you enjoy it.
So our entertainer decides to do something with this organ or no?
Well, I mean, we could just keep pressing different variations of keys, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Lillian happens to walk over here and just look around, and she perceives
ADGB
letters that she doesn't understand on these item areas.
Oh,
do we know
they shouldn't be there?
Language?
Nope, she doesn't understand the language.
Oh, we have a tech
language.
Is there his letters or like does it to go with these
does
letters
of
the organ?
Lillian does not understand.
So
she's trying.
Ears.
Guys,
just
there's,
go ahead and
there's
use
scratches
it.
On the floor. And I don't understand.
I'm gonna pull out the scroll.
Okay, it's thieves' cant.
Okay,
so when
I go over and I read it,
and do you see
she's
there...
over here. This
yeah.
is her here.
Yeah.
Oh god. Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's some kind of cuddle in you, but.
Okay. You see in Thieves' Cant the letter D.
Yeah. Ooh.
But we don't know that.
Well, he saw it, yeah.
He knows, but
yeah.
We don't.
So each of the rooms is going to
have a letter. This one over here says D.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's told
I go on to inspect the other ones
okay.
there.
Sorry.
You also see an A here.
An A?
Maybe we play like a circle.
And then you have to... And you see a G.
G
and then a B.
And a B. And
so
rooms.
I'm going to play on the piano.
Organ. You're on the organ.
Sorry, what was this?
Yeah.
That's a G.
That's
a, G.
My messy G.
Okay.
I'll play
and what is the order of the keys on the keyboard?
ADGB. I'm going to play GBAD on the piano to see if that doesn't...
Nothing happens.
Try playing ABDG.
Nothing happens.
Can I play 3 keys at the same time, the G, B, and A?
And nothing happens.
Can we have somebody in each of the rooms while somebody presses on the keys?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do an insight roll into this clue.
That's wonderful.
See if I can.
So I'm going to go to the A room.
I'll join you in the G room.
And somebody else, can we get somebody else to go to room B? And who's
going to
play?
Going to go into the B room.
Don't break it.
All right, Ariana's going to go into the B room.
Okay, so who's going to play the organ? Who's left here?
Earl.
Scott. Earl.
Earl.
Hello.
Fergus and Earl are there. Fergus
okay, which key do you play?
Which key do you play?
I play the D. I was going to say A, but...
Okay.
No, man. Always play the D.
D.
So you hear this sound.
Play it,
Lillian goes, starts to sing. And you hear a bit of a rumble coming from
the vibrations.
Oh, I. Well, she's on mine, so you guys have to sing your tune.
Well, what am I? What
so
am
Lillian
I?
Sings.
A?
I will sing it.
So who's two, one at a time? So who is doing what and what are the, what pitch are
Lillian's in my square.
You're
gonna do G. So
I'll sing A
because
I'm in the A room.
Okay. First, Joella. What was it? Do it loud.
G.
The floor rumbles.
Oh.
And one of the blocks from the bridge you're on collapses down, leaving a gap.
Okay, I'll sing A.
Okay, hold on.
I'm
Wait.
In the A room.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. But
No.
Whoever is in A has to be the one you need.
Okay, well, who's in A?
You're in B.
I'm in B?
Yeah,
B.
So sing B.
Oh, wait, we can have him play the note first, and then...
Yeah.
No.
Push A.
Okay, push A.
Push A. Is that B?
Yeah.
Okay, and with Lillian doing her ziggos, the door opens up a little bit behind the organ.
Oh,
okay.
There's a door behind the organ. Okay. Okay, so now B. Who's in B? That's you, so can we hear B?
Wait, that's A.
Earl!
No, B.
Play B.
B.
You sing, and I'll sing A.
Come to you loud. The sound
you sing
of
B.
B.
Out loud, sing B.
Listen,
I don't know.
That way
the floor rumbles.
Oh. It's too
refreshing. D. Who's in D? Lillian singing D.
She sung D. And
so
you
G.
Sung yours, so
G.
And I sung A, and the door's opening by
Who
the...
Who is G?
I
who's
G? Okay, now okay. Listen to G.
And it succeeds. And
good.
All three people are singing at once,
yeah.
And the door opens up a little further.
Is
okay.
It enough for us to get into it?
No.
Okay.
So we need Andrea.
So we need Andrea to. So we need that B again.
Up.
Okay, guys, come on.
Can we go help?
Play it?
What was the note?
B.
B.
Play the note.
Yeah.
I pressed it.
And all four people sing at once.
Yeah.
And
Sibitha runs to join you now.
Okay, so we're all gonna head down.
Okay, everyone.
Finally, stop! I thought you were a fat cow. Hurry up!
She's not. She's in a black letter.
She's
and she's a thieves.
Yeah, but she insulted me for being short. So this is consider this a clap back.
Wait, so Sabitha is the one in black leather?
Yes.
Lillian's
in
white.
Yeah,
Lillian's the one we saved. We gave her treasure back, and she gave us the diamond. Remember?
Okay, the next room you guys enter. So, you pass through the organ, pass behind it, and the door opens up, and you go immediately into the next room. The door closes behind you. In this room, it's the same size. Along the wall are three cylindrical pillars on each side. So on the left, there's three large pillars, and on the other side, there's three large pillars. And at the very front of the room, there's also another object. The room is lit exactly the same way.
With these glowing gemstones?
Yes,
stones?
Well, orbs of some
orbs?
Sort.
Detect magic from just the orbs?
There is magic in this room now. The whole room, it shudders. It's like some kind of magic was just activated, and Lillian can feel it. And Sebatha recognizes immediately, guys, this is some kind of psychic magic in here. So something's magical going on. And I don't know what it is. But I'm going to secure the door again.
Okay.
We have traps and try to keep it locked. So whatever's chasing us keeps at bay, okay? You guys figure this out.
All right.
Put your secret out.
I was going to say, if these fucking shield golems could fucking sing, then...
Well, no,
shit.
They could probably smell her cigarette smoke. I don't know.
Stop. What makes you think they're shield golems or
What's
shield
that?
Guardians?
You heard clanking.
Yeah, you did. You did hear clanking. That's armor.
Oh, I'm assuming. Sorry,
yeah.
I am assuming.
Should we do a perception check on this room?
Yes. I want to do a perception check on those columns.
On this room? Yeah. No, not me.
I'd like to take one of the golden
two.
Orbs.
You
say.
Can't
Somebody
reach them. They're high up.
Please?
Okay.
Can you do an investigation on the columns?
Yep.
13.
18.
15.
They are cylindrical and made of stone. There is an object at the end of the room. Not an organ, but this time some kind of altar. It's wide.
Are there any markings on this altar?
Did you go to it?
Where we were looking at.
Did you perception check?
No.
Perception check. Coming in. Altar.
I got
11.
A 6 plus 2 again.
There's
19.
There's
perception.
4 gems.
19. Four gems.
And there, you could take them out if you wanted.
Oh, I want the red one. Is there a red one?
They're all red. But you, if you take it, you can take it if you want, but you have to...
Investigation check.
Yeah,
investigate. Just
yeah, we're investigating.
I did a perception check of 19, so does that not tell me?
Yeah, they'll tell you something. What
perception?
I'll walk over there, too.
Okay.
21.
21? Crit.
Oh, not 20.
25.
Okay, hold on.
Investigation.
Join
the crowd.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all down here checking it out now.
So you can tell that these gems are associated with the pillars. Whoever picks up a gem is going to be presented with a test. And only one person can do it at a time.
Oh, I already went to grab.
You grab? Okay, you're number one. Okay. As you grab that gem, the two pillars closer to you begin to rumble and shake. Dust comes down from these ancient pillars moving, and they're turning. The pillars are turning, and you see faces coming to face you. And each pillar has three faces, like a totem pole.
Okay.
And upon inspection, you realize...
Each?
Yeah. Yep.
So six faces. Okay.
You realize that there is... On the first pillar, that's the one... Well, say you're facing the north, and to your left. The pillar has... Each pillar has three faces. On the one to your... I'll say from your right, you see a familiar face. The top one is of Earl. The second one is of Dasha. And the third one underneath that is Druella. And on the other pillar, it's the same thing, but Ariana, Fergus, and Craig. And you hear the crystal in your hand say something.
Wait. My own face is on that one?
Yeah. Okay. So you hear the crystal... say something, so you put it close to your ear.
I will infiltrate the Thieves Guild.
The trap is, you have to figure out, of the three, one of them, that statement is true. Which pillar are you going to pick?
Oh my gosh.
There's one person
that's interesting.
Said who has that motivation, intentions. So you got a good chance to pick which one. Like, I mean, there's three on each pillar.
And I just pick the pillar that I like?
You pick the pillar that has the person you think has that intention, has that thought.
I will not be able to...
So is it... If it's Earl, Dasha, or Druella, you would pick one of those three? You pick the pillar.
That they are on.
If it's Ariana, Fergus, or Craig, one of those ones, you pick the pillar that they're on. So you got two pillars. You have to 50-50 chance of...
I pick Ariana, Fergus, Craig.
Upon that, you receive electrical damage.
Oh.
And the pillars immediately turn around.
Jeez.
And okay. Hold on.
How much damage?
Six.
I'm also very shocked that you thought that would be.
You don't know shit.
So...
Did you hear what he said?
No.
No.
I like
so six, so you're down to ten.
But I was right in assuming that you thought ill of me.
Yeah.
Ten?
You're down to ten here on your board.
I'll take the next one.
Oh, I want to pry
out. Do I keep doing the challenge?
Nope, that one.
I pry out a ruby because it looks shiny and I want
it. Who grabbed it? You did?
Yeah.
And I grab it.
Okay, you hear a voice inside the... Well, you hold the ruby and all of a sudden the second pillar is going to turn. And in there is... Each one has two faces now instead of three.
Okay.
The first two are Earl and Ariana.
You can hear this part, Dasha.
And then the second pillar has... Hold on. Druella and Craig. And the crystal whispers at you.
Oh, gosh.
I believe I am the cause of my parents' death.
Okay. So now you have to pick which pillar... You wrote down which names are on each pillar, right? Okay. Just tell me the pillar that has the names you think that's one that...
I pick Craig and Druella.
And you receive no electrical damage.
Oh!
And the pillars turn back to where they were.
I'll pick one up.
And I get to pocket the ruby?
Yep, if you want.
I pocket the ruby.
Yep, you do.
It's a ruby?
Yeah, we'll say it's a ruby.
One ruby.
And the pillars turn, and this time It is only Craig's face, and this time it is only Ariana's face. And then the crystal whispers something to you.
To Craig?
I don't know who my real parents are.
So tell me the name that had their faces on the pillar. They think this is it.
I'm going to pick Ariana's pillar.
The nothing happens, the pillars turn, and the and you gain your ruby. And the door opens at the very end.
Ooh.
And Lillian jerks from the door. Something banged against it. And it's just, oh, guys, I think they're here.
Behind us?
Behind us.
What happens when I take another ruby?
You take the other ruby. Yeah.
So,
it's all
well, I was saying for them to take a ruby if they.
No, he stole that ruby, got it.
I'll just do it up later.
Just remember if you gave me money.
Yeah, just remember to give you money. I give her money to give to you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, everybody but you.
You gave no money.
As soon as you guys reach the door, because you got one of them wrong, however, the door slowly starts closing again. The halflings can definitely make it through if they wanted to, but at this point, the door is closing in a way that anyone above that size would not be able to make it in time.
Unless I get into it and
possibly
hold it open.
Possibly, yeah. Can you do a strength check for that?
I can do a strength check.
Do that.
Five.
Wow. Oh my god,
the guidance.
I only work my clamor muscle.
Concentrate for a while.
I got six.
Are now stuck holding this door above it. It's not changing its height at all.
Oh, but at least it's.
And you hear a bang at the door again, where Lillian was.
Lights, so gotta get scamper through.
Yeah, we go through to see if there's anything to assist the door on the other side.
You see another puzzle room.
Okay.
And it does not activate with just two people inside of it.
I have
hold
one.
On.
Oh, can I?
I'm afraid of the dark. Will you hold my hand?
Of course. Uh-oh. We go into the dark. Wait, neither of us have dark.
I have a quarter staff, and I have this shillelagh.
How fast is it going? Is everyone going to be able to like let go and dodge through?
Well, you have to roll dexterity saving throw for that. But it's going to close very fast, and I don't think you guys can. You can try.
We can't.
You can try that if you want.
I have a question though. I have this quarter staff and I have that shillelagh.
Are you in the room?
Which makes
no,
it magical.
Halflings are in the room.
Just the halflings.
You want a quarter staff?
Quarter staff, and I can make it magical. Can I stick it like?
I don't think it could wedge in there with the height as it is.
It's already too low. Yeah. Kelly's.
Earl is on one knee and his arms are very. Hunkered down. It's on his shoulders, and he's practically on the floor.
I help him lift it.
And, okay, strength roll.
I'm not going to be much
is
help.
Is everybody else through right now?
No, only the halflings. And they can come back out again if they wanted to.
Okay.
Oh, shit, 18.
You help open it.
I do CrossFit!
You help lift it up in such a way that Earl can now get a better hold on it, and he'll get another chance to lift it up again in just a moment.
Wait, can I do guidance for him first? So you can add a D4?
I think you need to do guidance before.
Yeah, well, he hasn't rolled yet.
You can roll again. Not yet for you, but you do the guidance first.
My cantrip.
Okay. Okay, what does guidance do? Explain what it does to me then.
He gets an extra D4 to a check.
Check
with your choice.
Touch him, and basically he gets to add a 1D4.
As soon as you do that, the door bursts open, and you see what was chasing you all along.
Oh,
it,
behind us.
It was three animated soldiers' armors.
Can we get through that door already?
It's time to roll initiative, so no.